We're in Perek Tes. We're up to Pasuk Chaf Beis. Page 58. We're going to be using that second packet later.
And we can use
either one. You can use the newer packet, which is the first page of Perek Yud, or the last page of Perek Tes, which happens to be the same page. Anyway, we're in Pasuk Chaf Beis. So this Perek was discussing how Shaul just happened to encounter Shmuel. Shaul was sent by his father to find some donkeys. He goes with a nar, an attendant, and he ends up there miyayish, they give up hope, and then they say, you know what, there's a roa in town, you might as well see him. And what ended up happening was the day before, Hashem approached, came to Shmuel, and told Shmuel that tomorrow there's going to be someone that's going to come, and he'll be the next Melech. So it was already understood that this person was going to be the Melech. We concluded last week with Pasachaf and Chaf Aleph, how basically the end of Pasachaf, that Shmuel told Shaul that you're going to end up becoming a Melech. You'll be the first king of Israel, which is how the Radak interpreted it on the very bottom of page 56. And strangely enough, Shaul didn't feel or seem excited, but he felt that he wasn't worthy for the position. He said, who am I? I mean, after all, I come from Shevet Ben Yamin, which means I'm the youngest, comes from the youngest Shevet. It's very strange that you're going to ask the youngest person or the youngest Shevet to rule over the other ones.
I don't know if it's something you covered on here. I am and I'm not, but being that it's just Irwin that I won't be much enough, I know that he's going to be much on me.
Where did it even come about? Where did the Machshava even come out to be able to take a Melech from another Shevet other than Yehuda?
Oh, the question is why did this occur? Why particular one?
If we know from the time of Yaakov Avinu giving brachas that Klal Yisrael, that Melochim will come. Malchus comes from Yehuda.
Right. So we're going to... Well, first of all, Hashem tells Shmuel that this is the...
Obviously, it's right. Okay. Then.
It's obviously okay. But also, I'm not going to be able to find the Rashi, because it's like somewhere in here, that after Shaul dies, which the end of Sefer Shmuel, his son, Ish-Boshes, takes over the position. There was a conflict between David and Ish-Boshes, and the pasuk says, "Mimalachim yitzeu." I think that's the lashon of the pasuk. And everyone knew. I wish I had the whole pasuk, but that's the lashon. I think that they understood that from Shevet Binyamin, without those words are spoken to, that there's going to be malachim. How do you know it was speaking about Binyamin? Because
that
when
pasuk?
That...
Where was that pasuk? In Sefer Shmuel or in Chumash?
Chumash. It's basically what happened, and again, this is a while, is Hashem promises Yaakov that Mimeecha, from his loins, will come forth Malachim. And Chazal tell us, when did Hashem tell Yaakov this? He told him this while he had all his children already born, except for Binyamin. Binyamin was the only child not born. So therefore, based on the pasuk,
Nevuah basically sort of Nevuah saying that will come yet from your loins will come Malachim.
Somewhat, right, exactly. And that, in fact, because of that, the Lashon Malachim, that was the whole the tension that some people felt that David was not really roy to be the king yet. It had to be Shaul, then Shaul's son,
Malachim.
That was the whole thing. And the question is, was that correct? That's how the Mefarshim go over that. So that's another interpretation.
I think a problem is that they're bad-mouthing him that he came from
Moabia. David.
Yeah.
Oh, that not
and
right. This is not only sitting out for three Melech.
Like that's Moav Elom Moabia.
Right. That was
they didn't accept it. They didn't know that.
As I mentioned, the second day of Shavuos, that was Ploni Almoni's mistake as well. Rashi says that he was supposed to marry Rus, but Rashi said he didn't marry Rus, and that's what the pasuk says, because
he didn't believe in that drush.
He didn't know. He never heard it. He just knows the pasuk Lo Yavo Moavi B'Kal Hashem, but he didn't know the drusha Moavi Vol Moavis. That's what Rashi says in Shmuel, in Rus, in the fourth parak, which. we discussed how is that possible, whatever, but the, yeah, you're right. Maybe David, forget about not being a melech, maybe he's not even legit at all as a Jew. So, anyway, so that's, I guess, to answer a basic question, probably the Pashup Shad is Hashem tells Shmuel, and that's what it's supposed to be. So, Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayikach Shmuel as Shaul. So Shmuel takes Shaul, the Es Na'aro, as well as the person that was with him. Yimiyem Lishkosa, and he takes him, Lishkosa, Mitzvah Sam, trans-Indian, Chedermat, some type of a room, there's a chamber. But he brought him to a room. Vayitin Lehem Mokom Barosh Hakruim, and he took Shmuel took Shaul, who was really just some guy that no one knew, and he put him in front of all of his guests. Vehema kishlo shemish, approximately 30 people. And we'll see why do we need to know how many people were there. Why do we need to know there was a large crowd? We'll see that once we get to pasuk of hey. But let's continue. Pasuk of gimel vayomer Shmuel l'taboch. So Shmuel said to this butcher, "Tanos hamono asher nasati loch, the mana, the chelik that I provided for you, which I designated, I want you to give it, this choice piece of meat. Asher marti lecha, and I said, sim osa imach, that it should be placed by you. So, hold that which you were holding, I was holding it for a special guest, a special occasion. This is the special occasion, and Shaul is the special person. Pasuk Abdalad, v'yorem ha-tavuch, es ha-shok, v'he'al leho. So the butcher goes and takes this thigh, and he brings it up, v'yosem lefnei Shaul, puts it right in front of Shaul, this delicious piece of meat. V'yorem, he said, hine ha-nisher, this is what remains, sim lefnecha ha-chol, it's placed before you to eat, kilamoid shamocha le'mor am karati, because I had already designated, saying that those people who are going to come are going to eat this piece. The Yochel Shaul im Shmuel b'yom ha'hu. And not that just Shaul ate by himself. Shaul, who he said basically had nothing, to the point that when they said, let's go and see Shmuel, it was typical when you want to receive a bracha, at least to find out the whereabouts of these donkeys, which is what they were looking for, that they needed to be able to give him something. And Shaul said, we have nothing. We don't have anything to give this guy. Miraculously, he said, they found a coin. If they didn't find that coin, they would never have gone to see Shmuel because of the embarrassment of having nothing to give. Pasuk Hey, v'yerdu mehabam ma'ir. So what does this pasuk tell us? That they went down, they descended from this high place in the city, v'yedaber im Shaul al Hagag. And Shaul and Shmuel spoke with one another, and the choice of location was by a roof. So the question is, why a roof? So some of Farshim explain, because as we mentioned, that there was Kishlosh Mish, it was approximately 30 people, a large crowd. What Shaul and was about to hear from Shmuel was something really for his ears only. It was not something for anyone else to hear. The question is, what was it that he was going to be told? He was already told he's going to be Melech, so what more? What else can you possibly say? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Pasuk Chav Hei, V'yadaber im Shaul al Hagag. What did Shmuel tell Shaul? First of two things. Moichichai. So he gave him tochachai. He rebuked him. He taught him the proper ways of behaving. Melamdo l'yiru as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he taught him the proper way to fear Hashem. So the Pashup Shad is, so why did he take him on the roof? It's because, like you ask a kid, where's God? So you point up. So you think the Shemayim is upward. So the Gog, you put him on top of a roof, so they have a clear vision of above them. There's nothing blocking their view from seeing the heavens, from seeing the Shemayim.
Maybe don't embarrass him in front of the other people.
Oh, right, that's what I was going to say. Because it says Moichicha. So why would you want to give Tochacha in front of everyone and humiliate them? Which obviously you're not allowed to be, humiliate a person, embarrass a person, barab him. And therefore, I think that's the reason why, one of the reasons Mepharshim probably understand why it says, Vehema Kishlosh Shemish, why do we care that there was 30 people? It means that it was a big crowd. And for you to go up to Shmuel and Shaul to be having this conversation in front of these people, it's impossible to really have a corner to yourselves, so therefore they want to be excluded so that no one would hear. So the question is, what exactly is this little lesson? What's the lesson? After all, obviously the reason why Shaul was picked was not because he was a Rasha. People unfortunately paint the picture that Shaul was a Rasha chasing after David. Obviously you have to understand that, but he was appointed as a Melech. We just discussed already at the beginning of the parak. He obviously had certain things which were that's what the pasuk actually said when it described who he was. It says Meshichmo b'mal, and he was head and shoulders above everyone else. Doesn't necessarily mean in physical stature, but also means in greatness and chashivas. The pasuk says Bachor v'tov, he was a good person. He was a humble person that didn't want to accept the position. He felt that he wasn't worthy of it because of where he came from and who he was. So, and we're going to see, in fact, after they have a lottery, which is not in this parak, we'll see later on, that he hid in a coat closet. He didn't even want anyone. He was so embarrassed once he was picked to be the next king that he just hid. He didn't even want to be part of this whole fanfare or this whole business of being appointed. So he's certainly a great person. So what's Malam Deliyar Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I think the pshat is because he was appointed as a melech. And we're going to see, certainly when we get to the next parak, that the pasuk considers that once you become a melech, the pasuk is going to tell us that v'nefachta l'ish acher, he's going to be a change to a completely different person. Why? The person is a pasha yid, and then all of a sudden you become the melech. So the nisyonos that one faces as a king, as a leader, is much greater. We know the pasuk says when it comes to the chatoyim, it says im yechata, if you sin, you have to bring a chatos. By a nasi, it says asher nasi yechata.
They know that they're going.
It's
inevitable. Corrupt.
Exactly. It's therefore, I think the shot is that once he was already appointed as a melech, it was now necessary to put him in his place and to look up and realize even if you're a melech, there's a melech malchem lochem. There's a king of kings that rules over you, and of course we know in halacha. We find this by melech, they have extra halachos. A melech has certain halachos, he's not allowed to have too much money, too many horses, too many wives. He has to walk around with a sefer Torah. Why does he have to carry a sefer Torah, which is filled with the law? Because he shouldn't think that he's above the law. He has to follow the rules just like anyone else. A melech, when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we bow down 4 times. You're not allowed to bow down more than that. A melech, when he begins the Shemoneh Esrei, he bows down. The Gemara says he continues remaining bowed down the entire Shemoneh Esrei. He does not straighten up. Because the idea of bowing down is to show your nevus, your humility, that there's something better and greater than you. So for ourselves, we're pashtun. So for me to do it more than 4 times, who am I? So for me to do it more than 4 times shows I'm a Baal Gaiva, that I need it. But for a melech, he needs to be humbled more. So I think that's a pshat, why Rashi has to say that Shaul needed to really teach him this very important lesson. One last point about this is we brought down also 2 weeks ago that one of the reasons why Shaul was chosen to be the first king was because of the kibud av ein. That's what the Kliyakar says, because he showed respect. Because his father said, go get some donkeys. Obviously, that was just a couple days ago, and he was a tremendous... tremendous tzaddik, obviously. How can he have been appointed as a king a couple days later? So you'd imagine you'd turn around and say, come on, this is ridiculous. This is beneath me. You want me to search for donkeys? I'm a big shot. But he never said that. He showed respect for someone else. He showed that there was someone above him. He looked at his father and said, there's someone greater than I am. And therefore, that's the same idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We just read in Shmuas, the Aseret Dibros, the fifth of the Dibros, is Kabbalah Sabich Vasimecha, and the famous Vort is on the right side, which talks about mitzvos bein adam lamakov, because it's the same thing. If you show respect for your parents, that shows that you don't feel the whole world's completely yours, and you can envision that there are some things that are greater and more important than you are, and therefore that's the same idea as why he was sent on top of the roof to teach him this message. Again. Okay. It's more to discuss about a roof, but let's move on.
Pasuk Chav. Did he find the donkeys? I'm not just kidding.
He did not find the donkeys. Well, what happened that when he encountered Shaul, this Navi, the seer, Pasuk Chav told us that Shaul told Shmuel that the donkeys that are lost. They were found. They were back at your father's house.
So the Indian Kibrav was able to be pushed aside at that point.
Yeah, we're going to see also in Perek Yud, the Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, that Shaul is going to be given three different simonim that he's going to be a melech. He's going to see, Shmuel is going to say, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, which will be proof that you're going to be the next melech. So this way he kind of built his self-confidence that it's going to happen. And one of them, the first thing that's going to happen is he's going to encounter some people that are going to talk about his donkeys again, which is it's kind of interesting that we keep focusing on that. But the idea is, going back to the idea of kibud av, that he showed respect for his parents, his father. And the only reason why, we mentioned also, since you brought it up, why Shaul gave hope, he said, let's just go back, is because the Pasuk said that he was concerned that his father would no longer care about those donkeys, and he'd be instead, as the Pasuk Hey, it says, but let's go back, maybe that our father no longer is concerned about the animals, he's worried about us, which we said was one of the great attributes of Shaul. He was speaking to a nobody, his servant. So when he said,
us,
that's the right, exactly, that's what Chazal say. What do you mean? He doesn't care about, all right, so he, you know, it's an employee, but it's not the same as my son, us, which shows that he didn't act like he was greater than anyone else. He was a humble person, which is one of the qualities of being a melech. Okay. Let's continue. Again, there's more to discuss about a roof. Let's move on. Pasuk Vav. Yashkimu. So they got up. Vayhi ka'alos ha'shachar v'yikra Shmuel eshol ha'gagolim. So they got up. They rose in the morning. And Shmuel called up Shol by the roof, saying, Kuma v'esholchacha, arise and you should go. I promised you that you were now going to go back to your father the next day, and now it's the next day, and you should do so. And it's possible that, just like we find, there's reason about the mitzvos, the ashkimu, that they get up early to do so, that even the chiddush, I think, is that even though Shmuel is going to lose his power, Shmuel was likened to the melech, and he was the nagid, he was the leader, and Shmuel was more than happy to give up that position and to hand over the reins to Shaul so much that v'yashkimu, that he got up and v'yikra Shmuel Shaul. It wasn't that Shaul was enthusiastic about it. He waited until Shmuel told him to go, but Shmuel was so excited to appoint Shaul, to, even though he wasn't going to lose his power, that he woke up early in the morning. V'yakum Shaul v'yetzu shneihem. So they got up and they both went. Hu u'Shmuel hachutz. They went outside. So the question is, why would they both go? After all, he's not going back to his father. Shmuel's not going back to his father, to Elkanah. So why is it that he has to go together? So now we're going to see the conclusion of this parak, and then the beginning of parak Yud, is because this is where he will be anointed as melech. Heima yoredim b'ksei ha'ir. They went down to the edge of the city. Shmuel amar el shol. So Shmuel said, Emor Lenar, go and speak to this attendee, whatever, this guy, V'yavor lefanenu, let him go in front of us, and indeed, V'yavor, he did so. V'yata, and you, Amod Kayom, you will stand here today, V'yashmiacha es devar ha'elokim, and therefore I will allow you to hear the words of Hashem, which means that now we're going to see how he's going to be anointed as a melech.